Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My friends, put your hands together, please. Let's celebrate what happened here on this radio station the last 13 and a half hours. Congratulations to Dana and Jason for the amazing work they have done for their home for the holidays. Thank you for all your support, everything you have done to help them out, help us out with our cause. I appreciate it, and I toast to you, because right now it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. Here's the glass clink.
Yeah.
There you go. Dana and Jason have exited the studio because they deserve to exit the studio. 13 and a half hours, an amazing cause, and now they get to take some time off, and we get to hang out for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And our friends from Abnormal Beer Company, we've got Darren and Ian. Gentlemen, welcome. I'm so glad you came here tonight. I'm glad you could see everything that happened before we get in the studio. And I'm glad you brought some amazing beers to toast Dana and Jason. And, you know, talk about what you guys have been up to the last... When was the last time we had Abnormal on?
It has been at least a week.
No, not the last time you drank Abnormal beer.
Ah.
So, Darren, you define the beers you brought tonight as what?
Menagerie.
Would you say it's a plethora?
Plethora is actually what I'd rather
it's
say.
It's actually a plethora of styles, because you got a bunch of pretty cans there, and I'm thirsty. So define to me what I just tasted.
So first beer is Secret Safari Unfiltered Pale Ale, and it's a San Diego style pale. It's real easy drinking, about 4.8, and it's all Citra hops. So for those people who are looking for a really nice, easy drinking pale ale, but still want that big kind of hop bite, and you get that nice kind of tropical fruit note that comes off of it.
It's this is dumb crushable right here.
Yeah, it's great golf beer or beach beer.
I like that you poured it out of a can. It's a wonderful little 12-ounce can. Six packs, four packs, what's the deal?
Yeah, it's in 12-ounce, six packs, and you can get them at pretty much every major bottle shop and independent grocery stores all around San Diego County.
Bevmo's.
Here's what I like about this beer. When you see Abnormal Beer Company, you don't instantly think about this style. You think about pastry stouts. You think about, I just want a... golf beer, right? Yeah. I want a beach beer.
Beer for the masses.
Once again, you take what you do in those big pastry stouts and those extravagant beers, and you translate it really well into something that's just easy drinking.
Yeah, with this beer especially, this was originally, when our brew team was working on this, it was crafted for the Safari Park. In Escondido. They had a brand new Australian Outback exhibit. So they ended up putting it on there, and it was exclusively only on draft at the Safari Park for about a good year and a half. And then after that, they kind of rotate in breweries, and we decided this beer's, I think, a lot by Ian and I telling them we have to can this beer.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
All right. That's one down. I know you picked the song for this one. We'll play that right now, and we'll come back with another beer from Abnormal Beer Company. It's a Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. Darren, dude, what the hell? How come you didn't tell me there's a thing going on tonight at O'Brien's?
Well, you know, we started drinking.
Let's hurry up.
It's also part of my job.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken. Also, we've got Darren and Ian here from Abnormal Beer Company. And as we were finishing off that last San Diego Pale Ale, you told me that there's an event going on right now at O'Brien's. You were tapping Abnormal Beer.
Pretty much right from here, we're going to be headed there. Doing the 12 brews of Christmas and basically an event.
Collecting toys for the Christmas drive.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me what they have on tap for you, or are you going to make me wait till we get to O'Brien's?
Well, they're going to have Hazy Dreams on, and then Double Dry Hop Boss Pour, I think, is also making an appearance. So there'll be some goodies.
All right, so let's get into our next beer. This looks like juice. What are we drinking?
This one is Tart Tropic. So this is one of our Imperial Berliner Weisses. This one, we tried to bump up the alcohol. Usually Berliner Weisses sit at like 3.5%, and that's not really Abnormal style. So this one, we bumped it up to 6.8, almost sitting like an IPA. This one we hit with passion fruit, some tangerine, and some guava. That passion fruit definitely comes out the most and kind of is what you're getting on the nose there. Super tart, but all that fruit kind of sweetens it up a little bit.
That is ridiculous.
But amazing. Yeah. And you can, it's really tart, but you can taste those fruit notes in it.
Yeah, it's not just like enamel ripping.
And I think because of the higher ABV, it's got that body to it too. It just rounds it out beautifully.
And again, this is something you poured out of can, so this is something you guys are actively distributing?
Yep. Yeah, this is like a kind of a one-off release. We try to do a bunch of different sours throughout the year. I think the next one we're coming up with is holiday-inspired as a cranberry sauce, Imperial Berliner.
Here.
So we'll hit it with some cranberries, some brown sugar, a little bit of orange peel to kind of give you, you know, that
cranberry
Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner cranberry sauce.
When is that coming out?
That should be coming out within the next week or two.
So in time for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm there.
I'm done.
We're gonna drink this, and Darren picked out another song to go with Tart Tropics from Abnormal Beer Company. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
If I just had a couple of tabs of acid in me right now, or if we had the buttholes on, I would just be right in the zone.
Here's the good thing for us. We have beer instead of that. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Darren and Ian from Abnormal Beer Company pouring the beers. We had the Tart Tropics Imperial Berliner Weiss, which was I like the style. I love the way that you have beefed that beer up and made it really something you want to drink. I mean, especially in the holidays when it gets a little cooler, you can justify drinking a 7%, 6% Berliner Weiss. Now, what are we drinking?
This is Pine Bomb. This is an American IPA, like a West Coast style IPA. So it's going to be big notes of piney kind of notes to it. It's all Citra, Simcoe, Cascade, and Columbus hops. Our brewer for this beer, he really wanted to really push that kind of classic West Coast style IPA.
Yeah, it's old school.
Still have a big malt backbone.
Yeah. It's like I get all that West Coast piney, resinous-y, amazing hop flavor. But when it comes down to the stringent bitterness I was expecting from all that pininess, all that nobleness, it's not there.
No, it really rounds out nicely on the finish.
Is that because you're balancing the malt bill against the hops?
Absolutely. And this beer for sure takes a much more, I wouldn't say aggressive malt bill compared, but to most San Diego style IPAs, I mean, this definitely has a higher malt bill.
Dude, it smells like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Hence the Christmas tree silhouettes on the cans.
Oh, you guys are brilliant.
Our owner, Matt Deloche, he just does a fantastic job with all of our artwork.
He's the one who does the artwork.
He designs every can. Every time I'm like, well, what's it going to be this time? And it just knocks it out of the park every time. It's pretty awesome.
You know, we've got an artificial Christmas tree at our house. So what I need to do is just sit next to it drinking this.
Yeah.
And it'll be like the real deal.
It has a Christmas tree on it, but this isn't just something that comes out during the holidays. I mean, I imagine.
One time.
What?
Yeah. Wait, this is the second release. Yeah. Second release.
You only do this in the fall.
Only in the fall. This beer comes out with the candy cane ice cream cake that we'll get into next. It's like a set. It's all about the holidays, you know, and at 7.2% ABV, it's big and bold, but still finishes. This is definitely there.
This is the San Diego style IPA that made me fall in love with hops. I'm beside myself.
This is the best Christmas ever.
Here you go. This is the song you wanted to go with this beer. We'll come back, and I'm going to hold you to the candy cane thing. You're going to tell me all about that. It's next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
Candy cane.
It's all 94.9. Do I need to separate you two? Honestly,
he was looking at me a certain way, and I just, you know,
Ken, your mic is off. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9 tonight, drinking with our friends from Abnormal Beer Company, Ian and Darren. Darren, you flexed on me pretty hard tonight with the beers you brought. The Pine Bomb IPA, the Tart Tropics Imperial Berliner Weiss, and the Secret Safari San Diego Pale Ale. All beers that I don't associate with the Abnormal Beer Company brand, but you've definitely turned me around. I'm a believer. This one right here.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to talk about your upcoming anniversary before we get into this one right here, because this may wreck me. First of all, I can tell by the can, and you alluded to it earlier, this is a big seasonal beer for you guys, but with the changing of the season means we have a new year, and I know you guys have an anniversary that comes right out of the gate. It's like, what, February-ish?
We're looking at March, yeah.
March.
Yeah, so this would be a big one, fifth year for us. We're looking to do it kind of like a small festival style at Bottlecraft Sereno Valley. Don't have all the details yet. We're still kind of piecing everything together, but it'll definitely be up on the Instagram and all of our other.
What is your Instagram socials, by the way?
Abnormal Beer Co.
Ah, aha,
there you go.
Aha. You mentioned this candy cane thing, and then you poured this can. I was not expecting a beer that dark to come out of such a pretty can. This is your candy cane ice cream cake Imperial Milk Porter.
Yes. That's quite the mouthful.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
With the way it poured, I can only imagine that it's just as much a mouthful when you drink it as it is to say it.
Absolutely. Our brewer, his aunt makes this dessert every year, and it's a candy cane ice cream cake. It's a chocolate cake that's layered with, you know, ganache and peppermint bits all through it and vanilla frosting and all this stuff. And he wanted to try and do something to kind of emulate that in a beer. And with the brewery, we have the Cork and Craft restaurant. And so there's always a lot of collaboration with our chef, Scott Cannon.
Food and beer go hand in hand.
I mean, it's the perfect place to do that, right? Because we basically have like a lab where you can just blend different styles and different things in beer. So this one really kind of, we're known for doing a lot of bold pastry stouts, and this was just taking pastry stout to another level and then making it super festive with this candy-striped can. You really can taste every layer.
Peppermint is such a hard flavor to work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it can be so overwhelming so quickly. But literally, I'm getting like a layer of peppermint in the tasting profile of this beer, and it's weird, but it is so damn good. I just want to drink more.
Yeah. They take a bunch of candy canes, the brew team, Paul Sasania, Niall Molina, Shane Bird, and they just beat the crap out of a bunch of candy canes and turn it into like candy cane dust.
Wait, what? So this is not like peppermint oil.
No.
This is actual candy canes.
Actual candy canes.
Beaten. Are those locally sourced candy canes?
Powder. Yeah, from the CVS in Rancho Bernardo.
All right. Awesome.
Yes.
Those are free range candy canes.
Free range CVS candy canes, Rancho Bernardo. But here's the best thing is now that you know where they source them from, you can go there and you can buy those candy canes. You can have them next to this beer and you'll have candy canes from the source with the beer to go along with it. I'm almost afraid to ask, what's the ABV on this?
It's 11%.
I'm not afraid to ask. I want another glass. We're going to take a break. We come back. I'm going to put something Christmassy with this and I think you're going to like it. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, we could have turned this easily into the Rock and Roll Hour and a Half with the conversation we've been having tonight.
Conversation? That's putting it politely.
Well, I know there's been a lot of yelling between all
of
us.
Yeah, a lot of words have been exchanged.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Did I just shush you like my children? That's twice. Seriously, I cannot have you and Darren next to each other.
We're going
to
stop the car right now and turn around.
Seriously. We're with us tonight, Ian and Darren from Abnormal Beer Company. And yes, we are drinking some of their amazing wares. Just wrapped up the Candy Cane Ice Cream Cake Imperial Milk Porter. Now, one of the things you guys, what makes Abnormal Beer Company so interesting is that you guys don't really just have a tasting room. You're a tasting room / kitchen. You have Cork and Craft, which you mentioned earlier. So, I mean, if we really wanted a full experience, we could try your beer from the source and have dinner all at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of a one-stop shop from there.
And some wine, too.
We make our own wine as well.
Wait, hold on. No, stop. Yeah. You can't add this. No,
that's next week.
That's a whole other episode.
That's hour three.
Right there.
You've got food, you've got beer, and you make wine.
Yeah.
When does the distillery get put in?
Don't tempt us.
Where can we find you guys? Where's Cork and Craft? Where's Abnormal Beer?
So, we're located in Rancho Bernardo, Via Tizone. It's in a little business park, and there's a restaurant right there. Scott Cannon is our head chef there, and him and his team just put out. I mean, it's one of those places you can go, and you can have burgers, wings.
Some chicken wings at the bar.
You know, but if you really want to have a lights-out, really nice-looking meal from, like, a Top Chef place.
I can't get this out of my head. I really want wings and Pine Bomb IPA right now.
Oh, man.
Stop.
Salt and pepper chicken wings with a little Pine Bomb.
All right, can we get into our last beer so we go to O'Brien's? We have food and beer on the brain, and you have an event going on at O'Brien's right now. So what is this last beer we have tonight?
This is Maple Morning's Imperial Coffee Stout.
Very on par for the brand.
We've gone to another pastry stout of sorts.
About 700 calories in the last two beers.
Wait, could you not get bacon in this, too?
Oh, man. Yeah.
This literally tastes like a maple bacon donut.
There's an ungodly amount of vanilla beans that go into this beer, along with an ungodly amount of maple syrup that goes into this beer.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
What is your vanilla bean budget?
You don't want to know. We don't want to talk about it.
I really don't want to talk about it. Yeah, there's a lot. I think this beer, there's about 12 pounds Madagascar vanilla beans that go in. On top of that, we also use Moster Coffee, and Moster Coffee just won 2020 Small Roaster of the Year. So we've had a great partnership with them. All of our major beer releases that we do that are like Maple Mornings or Machiavelli, like all these different big, bold stouts that we do.
Darren, you said some pretty words while I was drinking your beer. And I'm sure that they were inspiring and informative.
But what were
it's
you
silly.
Saying? This is Christmas morning.
Ken, did he say when we could get this beer in the world? Is this out now? Because that's an unlabeled bottle. I can't imagine that it's something
they're,
that's retail.
They're labeling them as we speak. None of the staff's coming to the O'Brien's event because they're going to be labeling this stuff.
So. But we are.
Yeah, we're all going.
Yeah. Will this be available at places other than the...
Yes, this is going to hit distribution, so we'll have this out and about once it's available, once it's done. Probably about a week.
Yeah,
a week or so.
It's going to be real tough to decide
Christmas gifts. What
I'm going to drink Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the candy cane ice cream cake, or is it going to be the maple mornings?
So. Both. Do both. Yeah, mix them together.
Why not?
You guys
have a maple morning,
at the same
maple
time.
Peppermint.
Yeah.
These are my people. And, we're going out with this one right here. Thank you. We'll catch you next week. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Thank you.
Well, I think this is the quietest it has been all night, man.
Quiet.
Except for you.
Quiet is for cowards.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Jeremy and Ken. This is a segment that we have still never settled on a name for. I think What's Creeping in Ken's Closet is by far.
Yeah, that's spooky. That's disturbing. I mean, I know children shouldn't be listening to the show anyway, but...
I mean, we could always call it From the Cellar.
From the Cellar.
Because technically, that's what these beers are. These are the abused, mistreated, aged beers that you've had sitting in your closet in Escondido for anywhere between, I don't know, 4 and 20 years at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. abused, confused, and about to be used.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So, you know, in terms of clearing out the closet, if you've got some of these beers and you're thinking, is now the time? Well, we'll find out for you, because tonight, what did you pull out of your closet?
Here's what I pulled out. I actually pulled out one of my favorite beers from Stone Brewing Company. It is Bastard in the Rye.
Ooh. And this was one of the Barrel Wizards beer, wasn't it?
This was Steve Gonzalez's. I think this is one of Steve's favorite beers that he did, actually. And it is from 2014, so it's only 5 years old.
Okay.
Not like some of the 10-plus-year-old ones that we've opened up and have been just nasty.
But this is high ABV, so this is something that's going to be able to be kept a long time.
I have faith in this one. First of all, Double Bastard and Stone's Old Guardian are both beers that stand up well to abuse, because I have been abusing the hell out of them for 20 years. And
flogging the beer does not get back at your former employer.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I'm looking forward to this one.
All right. Well, grab the bottle, and I'm gonna turn the mic up real, real hot, just so we can hear how this bottle pops. Because this, Mike, like much of these bottles you have brought and much of these bottles you have aged, it's corked and caged.
Right.
So it's,
and as you know, we're about 50-50 right now on the success rate of our corked aged beers. If you know, let me tell you at home, kids, if you have a corked and caged bottle and you open it and it doesn't make a popping noise, it just kind of slides out. Yeah, it's going to taste like salad dressing and pennies.
Yeah.
So let's hope this makes a noise.
All right, get it close to the mic. Let's hear what happens.
Oh, damn, that's tight.
Oh,
yeah, that's promising.
That was satisfying.
Yeah, there's a little CO2 mist swirling around.
Yeah, I could see it. That was a well-sealed bottle.
Yeah, well, you know, Steve G, talented wizard. So it's a little opaque, but not too much. Kind of a, what is that? Kind of a dark honey, kind of caramel color. Yeah, it's Arrogant Bastard, and it's aged in whiskey barrels and rye barrels.
Was this just a single Arrogant Bastard, or was this a double?
Yeah, let me refresh my memory. I've kind of wiped the hard drive clean from my Stone marketing days. It's 10%, so it can't be Arrogant Bastard Ale.
It's got to be Double Bastard.
Yeah, but it says Arrogant. I know I shouldn't believe everything. I used to know all this stuff.
Call your sister. She's the one who wrote the label.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Catherine, you remember this?
No. You know what? Base beer be damned. This is a tasty beer. This is exactly what I figured it would be.
Yeah, it spent 5 months in whiskey barrels, so it's going to be tempered.
5 months in whiskey barrels. You get that subtle that vanilla bean, bourbon-y kind of flavor to it.
It tastes like vanilla bean soaked in bourbon.
Yeah. But one thing I'm noticing on this is that it almost feels like it still has a hot bite on the back end of it.
It does. Yeah, that's impressive.
I was not expecting that for a beer that's almost 6 years old. 6 years old now?
Yeah, actually, it was brewed in 2013. So yeah, the beer itself is 6+ years old. And you know, the funny thing is about both Arrogant Bastard Ale and Double Bastard Ale is that they get a little oxidation to them, and it comes across as bitterness. You know, sometimes oxidation tastes metallic, sometimes papery. When these oxidize, it sometimes comes across a little bitterness. But I think whatever there is of that element is hidden by the hops.
I'm still blown away that there is still a hop bite on the back end of this. And it's back to mid-palate on my tongue.
Oh, and that sweetness.
Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I think this is 10 out of 10.
I think this is the best we've tried so far.
I'm not going to debate that because, honestly, my glass is empty and I want more.
I was going to say, I'm not just trying to make the most of this. I can't wait to have more.
That's a bottle that if you have, I would say crack it now because I don't see this getting any better over time.
No, it's going to oxidize further, which means you're going to get kind of that more of an unpleasant flatness on the back. The hops right now balancing with the sweetness of the malts and the whiskey flavors. This is perfect.
Another tribute to the Barrel Wizard, Mr. Steve Gonzalez.
That's how he'd laugh if he were here.
Cheers to you, sir. You made a great bottle of beer.
We love you, Steve.
We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.